AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Arthur's the first storm of the Atlantic season, and it's threatening the Texas and Louisiana Gulf coasts. Ed Donahue has a report.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Arthur is a disorganized cluster of storms that came together.
The main threat from Arthur is going to be a prolonged multi-day heavy rainfall event that could produce dangerous to life-threatening flash flooding.
The biggest impact is expected to be between Port Boulevard, Texas, and Morgan City, Louisiana. In Covington, Louisiana, Luke Barwick and his wife are filling sandbags.
We both went through Katrina, Hurricane Ida, which was really rough, especially in Covington. We just want to make sure that we're safe.
Brennan says the flood threat will linger after Arthur moves on. I'm Ed Donahue.
At the G7 summit in France, President Trump has been at once hailing the tentative deal with Iran that's to be signed Friday, while also hedging.
It's a memorandum of understanding, and if I don't like it, we'll go back to shooting at them.
And threatening.
If they don't behave, we'll go right back to dropping bombs right smack in the middle of their head.
And a serial killer's been sentenced.
Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Yearman gets life in prison without parole for the murder of 8 women. At sentencing Wednesday in a Long Island courtroom, victims' families spoke out against him, calling him a demon and a coward before he addressed the court.
There are no words I can say. I'm responsible for what was said in this room today. The words I would say have no meaning.
Judge Tim Mazey asking if he was sorry in a whisper, Huerman saying, yes, I am.
Are you at least a little bit sorry for that?
Yes, I am.
But the judge and family members not convinced.
Get him out of here.
In April, Huerman pled guilty in a deal to avoid a trial. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. Some great scoring big at the World Cup.
Lionel Messi opened his record 6th World Cup with his first hat-trick for a record-tying 16 tournament goals to lead defending champion Argentina in a 3-0 win over Algeria.
I love playing football. It's been my passion since I was a little boy. When I'm fit, I give it my all.
Messi matched Germany's Miroslav Klose for the all-time World Cup mark. Kylian Mbappe scored a brace to pass Pele with 14 World Cup goals, powering France's 3-1 World Cup opening win over Senegal.
I'm very happy to be able to enter a bit more into the history of my country. It's always something that I've wanted to do. I place that above everything.
Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And this afternoon, Harry Kane scored twice as England beat Croatia 4-2. The latest at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.